Mic check. They be like, slow up, homie. You're talking too fast. Came for buzz of the week and splash trash, man. He's Bucky Watts and Bradley Bags. Yeah, it's going down. We call it the G splash. In the summer sessions and sessions, expect the unexpected. I'm talking the minutes, the seconds, and pocket perfection. I keep you guessing with methods of messing with the new section. And it's the only podcast with the record I'm wrecking. So, yeah. Welcome to my home, this is G Splash Zone. It's the dub show. Get in where you fitting in the summer zone. And I'm going hella home on that motherfucking home. Like, yeah. Yeah, welcome to another episode of G Splash Summer Sessions number 6. It's going down, baby. Also, episode number 41. I'm your host, Bradley Baxter. We're dropping the 6 news stories that you need to hear about before 6 a.m. It runs a little bit longer than 6 minutes. Maybe. Crushing things real big. Before we get into it, I got a couple of announcements. Summer Sessions, episode number 7, will have a special guest, super dope entrepreneur, Bobby Rossi. And we'll be talking about MoviePass, the rise, the fall, and the aftermath. If you've been hearing any kind of thing, it seems to be changing every week. So me and Bobby are going to dive into it. It's going to be a great episode. Bobby's actually the one who turned me on to MoviePass, so that's always good. I know last week we talked about a live show. I wanted to do this thing right, so I decided to push it back a little bit. But the Summer Sessions live show is it's going down September 6th, 2018 at WeWork 125th West 25th Street in New York City. I'm having the RSVP up shortly, but if you can't wait that long, let's go ahead and email me at gsplashbc@gmail.com. We'll have special guests, some pop culture trivia, and so much more. Stick around for those details. They will be dropping soon. And of course, Bucky Watts will join me again around October 10th, where we start our season 3. So that'll be dope. But at this time, you know. Cowboys quarterback is in the sunken place. That's right. Dallas quarterback star Dak Prescott has spoke out on the anthem protest and questioned the point of them existing by saying the game isn't, quote, the time or the venue to protest. A local Dallas artist decided to place the QB in the, quote, sunken place in his latest street piece. And in the piece, you can see Dak Prescott staring ahead in silent terror with tears streaming down his face, much like Daniel Kaluuya in my favorite movie from last year, Get Out. That was a dope movie. You can't front.
Dun, 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 dun.
Video game news. Of course, more characters are coming to Tekken 7 as part of its new season, Season 2. But the biggest surprise is a totally new addition, Negan from AMC's The Walking Dead. Tekken series director announced a new season of characters coming to Tekken 7 after the game's grand finals wrapped up at EVO 2018 on August 5th. Harada teased 6 new characters, with Negan only teased in the form of character art and his soundtrack.
Little pig, let me in.
New podcast horror movie by Paramount is coming. Yeah, that's right. Paramount is teaming up with Michael Bay's production team to develop a feature-length version of the horror short Meet Jimmy, which is, of course, about an evil, well, podcast. The short has been compared to horror classics such as The Ring and Nightmare on Elm Street. Yeah, you heard me right. I did say that The Ring was a classic. But the Meet Jimmy synopsis goes like this. Meet Jimmy is about Jennifer, a young woman who's... Let me get in my theater voice.
Meet Jimmy is about Jennifer, a young woman who was listening to a podcast about the notorious serial killer Jimmy Two Fingers. He killed his victims by putting their fingers in their throats and letting them gag until they suffocated. Despite the warning at the beginning of the episode, she turns to the podcast while listening and waiting for her laundry at a laundromat. Slowly, she gets the idea that Jimmy knows she's listening and that he has become the influence of the environment she is in herself.
I don't know, man. Could be good, could be dub, could be whack. Splash trash, man.
From the shit is straight garbage. You know what I'm talking about.
You know what's coming down. J. Depp, Tupac, Biggie movie has officially been pulled. And by J. Depp, I mean your boy, Johnny Depp. Whoop! City of Lies is a crime thriller starring Johnny Depp and Forest Whitaker, and also based on the true story behind the investigation of the murder of Notorious B.I.G. That movie has now been pulled off its September 7th release date, and this is kind of funny because September 7th is a fitting release since it would mark the 22nd anniversary of the Tupac shooting in Las Vegas in 1996. The news comes less than a month after the film's location manager sued Depp, accusing the actor of assault and battery on the set in April of last year. The 10-claim suit seeks damages for hostile work environment, retaliation, and wrongful termination, among many other claims. We are all excited to see Ruby Rose to play Kate Kane in the Arrowverse. That's right, Ruby Rose is set to play Batwoman in the CW and DC's Arrowverse. Rose has been in some of the stuff you may have heard of, like, I don't know, Orange is the New Black, John Wick Chapter 2, and there's also this weird, crazy movie with Jason Statham called The Meg. Yeah, that's right. Batwoman was first introduced in 2006 and is one of DC's most prominent gay superheroes. In the announcement of Rose's casting, the CW and DC emphasized that Kane was, quote, an out lesbian and highly trained street fighter primed to snuff out the failing city's crime resurgence, keeping her identity intact. She is a perfect fit to play the role of Batwoman, so I'm definitely excited. Props to you, Ruby Rose. Affleck and Damon to make a movie about a rigged Monopoly story. That's right, it's been nearly two decades since the absolute wild story about the McDonald's Monopoly shenanigans went down, but now it's coming to the big screen. There was an insane bidding war for the film, but in the end, it was 20th Century Fox, Ben Affleck, and Matt Damon's Pearl Street Films bid of, that's right, now listen close, $1 million for the 8,700-word web feature. They beat out other competitor bids from Universal, Netflix, and Warner Brothers. Affleck is committed to directing the project while Damon is set to star. That's going to do it for this episode of G-Splash. Breaking it down, Summer Sessions, number 6. See you next week. Peace. So, yeah. Welcome to my home, this is G-Splash Zone. It's the dub show. Getting where you fitting in the summer zone. And I'm going hella ham on that motherfucking at home.